an industry in crisis. On March 17, 2009, the 146-year-old Seattle Daily, the Seattle Post-Intelligencer, printed its last edition, although an online version will continue to be issued. The Post-Intelligencer joins a growing number of newspapers in the United States and around the world which are either switching to online-only formats or going out of business entirely. Today, the newspaper industry faces unprecedented challenges. Newspapers traditionally earned revenue from three sources: newsstand circulation, subscriptions, and advertising. Now, all three of these sources are declining, and many cities face a future without a local daily newspaper. Some suggest the newspaper industry's problems are just symptoms of the global recession. With consumers watching every penny and ad dollars at an all-time low, the newspaper's revenue losses simply reflect financial losses in industries across the board. But while it's true that advertising plummeted in 2009, ad dollars have been drying up in the news industry, and newspapers have been bleeding red ink for years. Others say that with a dizzying array of entertainment and leisure resources at their disposal, people simply aren't reading as much as they used to, especially news. However, research proves this isn't actually true. The fact is that people read more news content than ever before. The problem is, they aren't paying for it.